Some of you may know that I got inspired by Laurie Ladd, who did a meditation a few hours ago with some guy called Jason something, a bald guy. And so I saw what that they were organizing that, and I was like, hey, maybe I should do the same. But then I felt like, let's have a discussion with people who want to, yeah, to just join and have an open conversation, like-minded people. And some of them may not know each other, so this also a nice occasion to actually meet new people who are like-minded. So I just decided to organize it. And yeah, here we are. We had one this morning. We were three of us. We had two people dropping out. One of them came back tonight. One of those who was here this morning.
Time confused, isn't it?
No, that's okay. And I'm glad that you could join, and it's okay. I mean, if you don't feel well, then yeah, the first responsibility is to ourselves, our health, which is very important, especially now with all the craziness in the world. We need to take care of ourselves. Otherwise, we cannot, yeah, contribute to raising the vibration in the world, which we are doing even when we're only working on ourselves. So the misconception of we need to do a lot of things to help others. No, first we need to take good care of ourselves by grounding, by nourishing ourselves properly. And yeah, Heather is already doing permaculture even. And I'm not there yet. I mean, I have a few pots in my living room, which are my garden. I don't know if I can really grow any vegetables indoors. So I'm not starting that.
Show your fingers. Are they green?
Huh? What? Sorry?
Show your fingers. Are they green?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. We'll try not to laugh out loud, okay? Bet.
I didn't hear what he said.
Oh.
So, Beth, can you repeat that? And can you keep your laugh for a second, Astrid, so they can hear what Beth said?
Mm-hmm.
So, Beth, what did you say last when you did this?
Oh, just about your green fingers.
Okay. Green fingers, yeah. It's a Dutch expression.
Okay. Right.
But did you understand?
Is it like we have green thumb? I wish we were laughing. Oh, it could be something a lot more.
I don't know.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of naughty people in the group, so everyone may understand something that was not intended here.
Okay.
It's going to be a good meditation, isn't it?
Oh, wait. Paul is having people in him with him in the car. Are they all mature? I mean, like above 18? No,
but I'm going on mute and it's in my headset, so we're good.
okay. good. So we can talk without any shame.
Limitations.
I agree.
Yes. Okay.
No worries.
So okay, where are we? Oh yeah. So we have an interesting mix of people. Here in the group today, we have people who actively coach part-time. Yeah, we could not have a full-time coach here. We have an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Astrid is an artist. He does sometimes work I really love, sometimes work I'm looking at like, huh, what? But there is a logic.
Please
with I don't get it, but what you posted today is amazing. The flowers, the blue flowers, are like, wow, I want to put that on the wall right now.
Okay, we can arrange that. But that's another conversation, okay?
And Bert is searching, but we talked today, and Bert will most probably end up doing something where he contributes to helping people, which for me is also basically working on raising the vibration. Not from a mentality of I need to make money and don't give a fuck, which a lot of people have been doing, but yeah, I want to earn money, but I want to earn it while doing something to make a difference.
To other people, yes.
So I want to say, yeah, part-time coaches. Yeah, Heather is a part-time coach. Paul is a part-time coach, because let's be honest, we also do other things.
I'm always coaching. That is my life.
Okay.
When you're doing nothing and it isn't affecting everybody, when I'm doing nothing and letting all that energy flow through me, I'm doing a massive contribution, and it does, other people don't have to do it as much if other people, some people have got heavier loads to carry.
True.
It makes it easy for the other people around them.
Yeah, it's a good point, because my comment, actually, I realized when I was saying it, it's the old corporate Lotfi who's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, so, okay, I retract my statement.
Thank you.
And I'm really happy to have you all here, because with each of you, I have a different relationship, but each of you has touched my soul, has touched my heart. So I want to first say thank you for being my friends, all of you.
And thank you.
Thank you for being our friend, I think.
And it's not about the frequency of how often we talk, but it's about the connection that's there that counts. Mm-hmm. And I feel there's also something maybe I'm going to make a video about, because this is also the true connection. Is not about quantity, but it's about quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the changes that the world is slowly going through. The rising the frequency is also about quality over quantity. And yeah, it's interesting. More people are starting to get warm and start to undress.
Sorry, getting hot.
Because I already opened my thing, but I'm also taking it off now. So we just need Bert to take off something and Paul to take off something.
Am I the only cool person here?
Paul is driving.
Almost home.
Okay. Oh, and then you undress. Okay. Do you still? Oh, no, I'm not gonna ask that. No, that was too. No, I was gonna make a stupid joke, but Paul has been working for a year now, I think, or a little bit more, with on sexuality, mainly with women, and in a very unique way. But he can share about that a little bit later once he's comfortably home. And yeah, you dropped the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, you all know me, that I've always been very, I would say, that sexuality has played an important role in my life, but also throughout my coaching. And actually, I want to say it here out loud, because I want to take that next step now, because that last step I haven't taken, which is talking publicly about my addiction, my old addiction, the sexual addiction. And somehow I had scheduled to go live and talk about it in a discussion with somebody, but that somebody had his personal issues, because it's somebody who is also an ex-addict. And so it didn't go through, but I feel like saying it here out loud will actually take me to that level, to actually doing it. It's not a fear like the first time when I had to talk about sexuality online. It just didn't happen, but I'm like, no, now I'm going to give it a little push. So next week I'll be doing a show, either live or recorded, where I will be talking with somebody, I don't know who yet, about sexuality and the meaning of addiction, and how I experienced the addiction in sexuality and how it affects lives, but how this energy can also manifest in other kinds of addictions. So if any of you feels like, yeah, I want to be in that show with you, let me know. You don't need to say it now. It's fine. You can just think it over. But yeah, you have seen the shows I organized, both the intimate show and the spontaneous conversation. So you know how it goes. It's just a dialogue. Yeah, just a conversation that I record. So yeah, because I really want to dive in and work with people on the sexuality and blockages and stuff that are related to sexuality, which is one of the things that is needed actually to also raise the vibration. Because if we keep the blockage on sexuality, we cannot fully raise our vibration. We keep being stuck because our sexuality has been used against us to keep the vibration low. Because when you have when you're, let's say your sexual chakra is fully active and the energy is flowing freely, then you're not easily to control. And that's the part where I feel like I can play a role.
But do you also mean that you can transform that sexual energy based inside you to transform it into getting more energy all around, because that can help as well, right? To transform it, to use it as a good energy, and to transform the, because it's overwhelming, especially also for women, it can be overwhelming, because with the heart and the the sexual energy, if those are not in line, it can block a lot and you can be in your head. But if you want to have a good frequency all around the globe, I read an article this week and it was about women, business women, trying to find a partner, but really difficult. And there's a coach, I don't know the name anymore. She goes back to the womb with a lot of women, because a lot of energy and loving energy is laying there to be more open and connect to who's out there. That's what you are trying to say as well, right?
Men and women, not just
okay.
Start with women first, because I connect more easily with women, but I also hope to inspire men, and already inspired one man to also make that transition.
Mm-hmm.
I feel actually women will be the first to do this, to take this step, and men will follow.
But is it not all about male and female energy?
Yes. But the,
and the basics. The
genders, I think women will be the first taking the step in society, and then the men will follow. But it's about unification of the male and the female within you, which I went through in the past 18 months, 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. That process started really developing more and more. And I finally accept also that I'm a man, which is very recent, that I really accepted and acknowledged myself. And I realized I was saying that out loud. I was like, what did I just say? And that was like, wow, that's a big step. And so I accepted both sides in me, and my male side was the one I accepted. Yeah. The last, because that was what I associated with the addiction, with all the bad stuff and how society looks at sexuality and stuff, because men, they just want to fuck. They see a woman, they just call fuckable, not fuckable. That's how they look at women. It's basically the caveman behavior. And I managed to step out of that. And so I will probably be also using the word caveman and cavewoman at the beginning, just to shake up people a little bit, to realize like, hey, wait, there is more than just let's fuck. And then
I will add something to that, but I will do it private. Okay
yeah, please. And by the way, in
because
seven
we, yeah in, because we need to raise more the feminine energy around this globe. That's my opinion, and it's not because I hate men, because I love men really, but I think it's time that feminine energy should be around this globe, so there won't be that much destruction. So
yeah, the balance. I mean, there is so much more masculine than feminine energy. The feminine needs to come back, and then they need to be in balance, and then we will get the peace.
Yeah.
We have had dominance of one, and maybe we had dominance of the other before that. We don't know. History is not writing about that, because men are writing history, so they will not say, "Oh, but before that, we were the underdogs and we were the one getting fucked."
I can, but I will do it personal. Okay, I will enlighten something about that.
Hey, maybe in a show, actually.
Yeah,
we have
that's
a
good
one-on-one conversation, and we record.
Yeah, but I will inform you before that. But that's okay.
So, yeah, Paul also.
Heather, are you okay?
Yes, unfortunately, I cough.
Yeah, but if you are okay, then it's fine. But
All right,
good to know.
Yeah, thank you for your tolerance, because it does annoy people. But we'll get some more water.
I'm used to it. We talk every Monday, and sometimes even more often. So yeah, it's fine. Where's Jenny Lee? In 5 minutes we'll have the meditation, so yeah, maybe Paul wants to share something now that he's comfortably installed in his office. He undressed as well a little bit.
With you.
Okay, yeah, so Paul Hanrider. I live just around Calgary, Alberta in Canada. Latvi talked about a little bit about my coaching work. What I do is called awakening through sexuality. It's basically getting people out of the shame and guilt of their birthright of innocence and purity in sexuality, and teaching them how to have sexuality with themselves first and interrelate with themselves, and then finding a place where they can have their freedom to use principles around Temple of Isis and using alchemy and other things of sexual energy, orgasm, to basically awaken themselves very rapidly, clearing the traumas out of the uterus and cervix and yoni of women, teaching them how to use yoni eggs and other things. Same things with men. It's more in their prostate and their ass, and teaching practices that help them to move their energy, to breathe that energy through their body, use it to clear their chakras. And basically by immense bursts of orgasmic bliss, you basically start to heal your body, and it pushes it all out. And it's all been meant to be done through pleasure, not through massive amounts of psychological work and desensitizing and all that kind of stuff. It's all about just getting us in our purity of our sexual release and loving that and doing it for ourselves and no one else first, and sharing that with another when it's for ourselves, magic happens. So
that sounds good.
That's what I'm learning to teach. I'm having to get through a lot of societal shame around that. I've been beaten down more times than I can count, especially being a man trying to teach these things. It's a little more complicated, but
how dare you do that?
I'm working through it. Oh, I'm too sexual, or I'm too direct, or too whatever, and I don't give a flying fuck anymore. So this is the way we were supposed to be, and I am smashing through the world, not in direct contradiction to anyone. They can have their choices. They can have their consent. They can have their other stuff, but I just got to get this stuff out there and share it with people, and if they disagree, that's their problem, not mine, because it's from purity and love. And working it's through my own shames and my own wounding and all that kind of stuff has been my nightmare, but I'm getting pretty confident now. So,
well, good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember when we just met, you had just started with that. And I remember the difficult times you went through. And I believe that is also part of what you can use in your teachings, because it was all connected to what you just described, all that shame and then projecting it on the other because we don't take ownership, or we don't even know how to take ownership, or we don't know that there is something to take ownership of, because we're so drilled on blaming the other all the time. So
if you look me up on Facebook, I posted something from a guy named Chris Bale yesterday, and it was about, some people may reject that, but the well-fucked woman. And not that that's something that I have to do or other things, but women are very highly sexual beings that have been repressed very deeply, and they mm-hmm. need a kind of artistry place to express themselves. And if they can find a divine masculine that can allow that container, magic happens, and there's no weirdness or hooking up or any of that kind of shit. It's all about having a canvas to express yourself, and we need more and more of that for both. So it's something I feel in my soul, but it's something I'm very in
no,
offering.
But you're, because no, not but everybody it's, does. That's you connecting to my older shame. Energies. No. To older energies that were there. And but I will share with Lotfi, and it will be a show, but it's all about feminine sexuality, and that it's fire, and there's a lot to it. So I can relate to that.
That
and
article says
don't
women
feel
are
that we should be ashamed.
That article says women are 100 times more sexual than men. They are just mm-hmm. beasts ready to be unleashed, and I want to be in witness of that. That is magic.
Yeah,
well, that's why you chose a job to work with women.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's how you get the maximum. I'm teasing. Hey guys, it's 11, and I promised on Facebook to go live. So through my phone, I'm going live on Facebook. But we do the meditation here, so they're only going to see me.
Okay.
So we have the 11 minutes, and
I'm going to lay down a little.
From this morning, the meditation. I just felt a direction it will go. So yeah, let's see how it goes. Okay, this is ready. And we go. So I'll be looking down into my camera. Hi everyone on Facebook. For those who missed it, we also have a Zoom call running on the background now. But for that you need to register, and you may have seen a link so you can click on it. Where we started already discussion half an hour ago, which will continue after this 11 minutes meditation. So the meditation is for global peace and unity, inspired by Laurie Ladd and Jason something. I forgot his last name, sorry. I would like to get comfortable, to take a peaceful position, to stop doing what you're doing. Definitely stop driving if you're still in the car. And close your eyes and take a deep breath. And then we're going to meditate together for the simple reason that it's healthy for us to meditate on a daily basis. And also because through our meditation and our taking good care of ourselves, we're actually contributing to a better world. Because we become more peaceful, and hence there's more peace on earth. We become more united within us, hence there's more unity on earth. So this meditation doesn't need to be like I'm meditating now, because the world needs to change, the world needs to improve, it's bad, it needs to improve. No. We want to feel more inner peace. We want to be one with ourselves, truly one with ourselves, the heart, our soul, higher self, our ego, our personality, the male and the feminine within us. So let's just focus on that for now. Just ourselves and ignore the rest of the world. So I would say if your feet are touching the ground, visualize how from your feet some roots are going down into the earth, into Mother Earth. Just like a tree, you're gonna root down, get more stable, get more balanced. Just like a tree, we can release into the earth everything that doesn't feed us anymore, doesn't belong with us anymore. So just release all the negative thoughts, all the worries, all the responsibilities, everything that doesn't belong with you anymore, just release it. Let it flow down through your legs, through your feet, into the ground. We're born out of this earth, and so everything we're releasing can go back to this earth. Mother Earth can take it. Mother Earth even wants to take it back from us once we're done with it. So it's okay to release everything into the earth. And feel how different parts of your body are relaxing. What tension is relieved because we simply let go. Then I would ask you to put your hand on your heart. Connect with your heart. Your heart, your heart chakra, if you know what that is. And feel that energy. And let it open and flow. You may literally feel your chest warming up. At the same time, you can also use your roots in the earth to let the energy from Mother Earth flow upwards to your heart. Let these energies mix and spread out through your body, through your whole body. A strengthening yet loving energy, filling up your whole body. From the extremities of your toes to the crown on your head. While that energy is flowing, the energy is also flowing through the other chakras. You may feel one of them get more active. I feel my second chakra activating, the life energy, sexual energy, the creative energy. You may feel it on the root chakra, which is about being very grounded in the here and now. You may feel it in your solar plexus. Feel like taking action. Maybe your throat chakra. Feel like finally start to express yourself, to speak freely. Maybe your third eye. Start to see things through and through. Your crown chakra. You start to know things. You can feel multiple, it's fine. There's no rule here. So whatever you feel is activating is fine. Just allow it to be. Grant yourself that freedom to just feel and be. Whatever you feel happening in your body is okay. You deserve to be, you deserve to be free, you deserve to exist, you deserve to be heard, you deserve to be seen. You deserve to be free in your actions. You deserve your place here on earth. You deserve to create. You deserve to see and to feel and to know everything, whatever you need. Allow yourself all these basic human rights. Let your heart, let your soul guide you. Staying connected with these two will help you navigate life. When it's easy and when it's difficult, when it's simple and when it's complicated. You always know what's the best thing for you to do. What's the best place to be. You have all the knowledge, you have all the wisdom that you need when you need it. You deserve it. You've earned it. It's yours. You are a beautiful being that has the right to shine, to radiate his light within himself and around him. So let that beautiful light shine. And know that you're never walking alone. You never walk alone. We are all here together. You may not see us always. You may not even know our names, our faces, just know. We are here, and our numbers are growing. So feel free to reach out and say, hey, who's there? People will show up and say, hey, I'm here. And others will say also, I'm here, and I'm here, and I'm here. You will hear from all corners coming. And what you have been doing now with yourself, you can do with others too. You can do it together with others. And start creating together, loving together, dancing together, singing together, sharing your experiences. Is also increasingly happening. Just be open to it and it will come on your path. If it's already there and you stay open to it, it will only increase. Whatever wounds and blockages we still have, it's much easier to deal with them. We have this whole team of people around us who we know also have theirs and are not afraid to deal with them, to work on them. That encourages us to do the same. That's why we're meditating together today. Because we decided to do this together. I encourage you before you open your eyes to have one gentle thought about yourself. Or two, if you want. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just be in the moment. There will be a replay of this, so you can use this short guided meditation to do whenever you want. I also have on my website longer meditations which go deeper because I try to compress everything, and yeah, I went a little bit further than 11 minutes. Meditations that help you to activate different chakras in your body. Take time for that. You can also remember what you did and just stop yourself with a different part of your body where you feel a blockage, where you feel some discomfort, and just take time for it. Allow it to be. It's mainly through allowance that we release the blockages and we can heal the wounds that we have. I will end the transmission now on Facebook, and I will continue in the Zoom call. Literally on my screen there are four people waiting, participated in this meditation, and we will continue the conversation that we're having. You can still join if you click the link in the description of the event, and I'll see a pop-up and I'll send you the Zoom link. And there will be a replay also that I'll be posting tomorrow of the conversation. Wish you a beautiful day. And so anyone wants to share the beautiful thought about himself? I'm curious. You don't have to, but if it's very personal, it's fine. But if you feel like sharing, I would love to hear you say something beautiful about yourself.
It was my, it's mainly my throat chakra. That's why my voice is also like it is right now. I know I can speak the truth. I do speak the truth, but there's the block. All the other chakras and all the other thoughts I had were with healing myself. I seriously will heal the world and staying true to myself, what I do now by taking care of my disability helps me and helps others. And this is the path, I'm on the right path. That's what I wanted to share about this. Because it was a good one. And I saw myself, well, giving global enlightenment.
Beautiful.
And I can do that by art, by my art, but also with who I am. Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being so open.
Yeah, that's the thing with me. And still my throat chakra, it gives the most block when I'm meditating. So kind of weird, right?
Take time for it and you'll find what's still blocking there and you'll resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I also want to share something.
Now I can say something. I'm surprised I'm still alive. I got the floor along the way and I hit every step and every wall and I can still smile. My heart shines. I'm smashed open even wider. I love what Astrid said about being wide open. Like I just can't be wide open with people anymore and it scares the hell out of them, but that's their problem. Because the only way we're going to get through all this shit and all the shitty experiences we've all had, and I got to experience them all so I can teach from them, is to have had them and then to speak about them. And I resonate with what Astrid said. I see myself talking in front of thousands of people across the world. There's absolutely no ego that terrifies the hell out of me. And just speaking of my experiences of sexuality, of marriage, of divorce, of having three children, of dealing with women and dating, and just speaking honestly and honestly over and over and over again about how I felt and what it felt, and disposing of all the misunderstandings and the programming that's in the middle of all of it that just kind of keeps us trapped. And I don't know how to start. I don't even know I can start until we cross over this gateway or whatever. I keep trying to race there and run into the wall. But things are changing. I'm giving up everything and forgiving everything and just being really humble and waiting to see what path has been chosen for me. So it's wow.
Wow.
You already started. You already started long ago.
Yeah.
And you're doing it already. So the fact that you're sharing here now, this is you already doing it.
I know.
So forget about you don't know when you're going to start. You already started. Just go with the flow and do what you feel.
Wait for the followers. But yes, I know I'm already doing it every day. I'm as the best example I can be for myself first, and hopefully others will follow.
Yes, they will follow once they see you, once they see how you have the courage to do the things you're doing, and then they're like, wow, and then slowly they will get the courage too and take that tiny little step in secret maybe. They will call you and then don't tell anybody about it. I mean, that's how I started with my spiritual journey. I did it in secret, my first thing. Nobody knew. But it was so wow, and I got so relieved from it that I just started talking about it. Like within a week or so, I started talking about it. There was not a shame anymore. I mean, not to the people close to me. Well, it took another 9 years before I really started talking openly about what I do and what I feel and how I see the world to whoever comes on my path. And actually, that's when I met Bert and Astrid in that period. Then I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. And I don't care what people think. And funny thing is, except for one guy, nobody was making jokes. And that guy was just making jokes about everything because he was so insecure. And we all know who we're talking about. But it was because I let go of the shame. And so there was nothing to joke about.
And you were open from the beginning, Lotfi.
Yeah, when you met me, yes. But before that, I was still like, okay, him, yes, him, no. And after that, I don't care. And the funny thing is, I did it in an environment of the pharmaceutical industry, actually, like really in the cave of the bear. I walked in like, oh yeah, here I am. And I don't care what you think.
No, and later on you narrowed down, and now you are talking to like-minded people.
Yeah.
And you want like-minded people to join you. And for Paul, I think for sure I will try to check you on Facebook and follow you, because everything you say resonates with how I feel. So,
start
of the network.
Mm-hmm. And the first one.
And I'm good at networking. I'm So I will check you out. Absolutely.
Heather,
you can see. For me, I'm coming from a different perspective, because I've been open about my sexuality for 16 years, sort of thing. Because I've been very promiscuous and I had a reputation in the area. And I came out in a pharmaceutical, but totally opposite, because coupled with that was the drug addiction problem. So I've been open with people, and throughout my adult life I've attracted people who've got sexual abuse history and prostitutes and then the narcissist and the sex addicts. So, and the codependence, for me, a lot of people who I know view sex as a trade. Not just money, but because they want to be wanted. And if they give what's wanted, they think we're going to have a relationship. And that causes a lot of problems, because, yeah, you've got your lower chakras open, but Astrid said, for women, for the feminine energy, let's say it that way, it does go more to the heart. And that meditation brought a lot of, well, a few bits up, because I've closed off my third eye for a bit, and I opened it back up again. But there's still some trauma there. There was some dark energy getting removed by those around me. So what I want in the future, sort of, is to have a safe place where there isn't that sexual energy going on, because for many people I know, they've been trapped in that for so long, to actually get free from it and discover who they are without it. I think more what Astrid's saying, transmuting that energy into passion for life, for creativity, or transmuting them energies, letting them go, because it's beautiful when you do that, because I've gone through my own explored tantra and kundalini and things like that, and worked with presence, and it is beautiful when it's with the right person, but it's so easy to get with the wrong person. Mm-hmm. And you can easily awaken them traumas in a sexual, for a woman who's so vulnerable and open to a man to do that, it can bring stuff up. And for a woman who's an empath and a visionary, she can get his stuff as well. In just her things that she'll feel his as well, which it's a difficult energy to work with for people who've been traumatized, and it's a bigger problem than the world realizes. I think they're waking up to it now, especially with all the stuff that's been coming to the surface over the last few years, especially this year. And I think there's more of that energy coming up. So for me, it's more concentrating on working with the heart. And when I'm working with people, it's for acceptance and not to feel shame. I don't feel shame about that, but to be able to talk openly how they feel about sexuality, whether they want more of it or whether they've just had enough of it. I'm going through a lot of different people at the moment, and to watch not to what, yeah, to observe. Because I've got grandchildren as well who, the ones I'm, yeah, I'm concerned about them all actually, but the ones aged from 10 to 14 and their awakening sexuality and the exposure to sexuality around them, unhealthy sexuality, unhealthy stuff, that concerns me. So yeah, I'm all for free and let it go and enjoy it and no shame, but to create a safe, warm environment to do that, I mean, that's powerful for me, and that's why I like the permaculture and being out in nature, because it ain't just plants in permaculture, it's about whole systems design, how you connect to everything around you. So yeah, you're connecting to your plants, but you're connecting to your laptop, your desk, you're all set up, everything. We can't, it's so hard to get contained into one thing. So yeah, that's why I'm taking a rest, because that's bloody heavy energy to deal with. But what I'm wanting to do, because I'm in winter, yeah, I'm in Northern Hemisphere, so you mentioned gardening and getting out, it's cold, it hurts, and I have, yeah, I have problems with cold and stuff. I've got fibromyalgia, and I don't even want to talk about my diagnosis of what I've got, because
look at the snow outside at Paul. I mean, you go complaining about cold, he's in the bloody snow.
No, but it's different, I think.
It is, it's different energy. It's damp and gloomy. And at the beginning of the meditation, that police helicopter above my house. So, so yeah, bringing that up and the dark energy that were around me. And but before that, even before the dark energy come, when you said something, it were, the first vision that I got was just a globe. Really quickly that come, and the loving light and energy was all around her. So that was nice.
I had the same.
It, yeah, when I remember you, when you were sharing, I thought, yeah, a lot, I can so resonate with what you've been sharing, Astrid. So it'd be nice if me and you could have a conversation sometime.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I really like that. Thank you.
Yeah. Me too.
Especially I about will connect you stuff. Guys. I will connect you all. I will send short messages so you have the link of the other person's profile.
If you didn't nice.
Know. Yeah. I am on Facebook in like this. I'm an angry rebel. Pull down the government at the moment. I think, no, calm down, calm down. Get some peace out. Mm-hmm. I think, no, step away, step away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did have a group and I took it down because I didn't want it to be about me. I wanted other people to join and share, and I didn't feel like I was getting that energy. And it's quite, because it is dark stuff. I don't really want to deal with dark stuff. I want to pull the lie out of people. It's like, take the armor off. Let's see who you really are. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is, if you stay true to yourself, you meet people that have the same light within them. And that's my perspective. And I remembered walking. I walked the path for a long time, and I started with walking this path back in 2013. That was all also the time when I met Bert and Lotfi.
Yes, I'm
sure. And I did a lot of stuff then to heal myself, to try to heal myself. And Lotfi gave me a really good book, and I read it over and over and over again. Wait, I have to
seed
check.
Seed of the Soul?
The Seed of the Soul, yeah.
Seed of the Soul.
And I love, that's one of my favorite books of all time. And I think that helps you to love your dark side and attract the light.
Yeah, I've been playing with dark side.
Huh. And I think that's what I'm experiencing. The more I'm getting on a higher frequency with myself and stepping up every time, And I think that all of you will relate to that. You will attract people, situations that resonate with the frequency you are on. And yeah, Heather, I would love to have a talk with you.
Thank you.
Interestingly, you mentioned building that container where you can explore sexuality safely and do it from a sacredness and all that kind of stuff. A part of, I got attacked by my tantric community when I started doing my work because people didn't understand it. And there's no certifications for the work that I do. So it was kind of like, how do you even respond to people that are working at a level that you can't even work at? But I've actually come up, I want to build a community. I want to build a community that's built for healing that's based on three concepts. One is self-responsibility, which is no victim, taking responsibility for everything that's happening in your life. Second is accountability and using your words and your actions and what you do and say in a proper way that's reasonable. And finally, vulnerability. If you have those three things and you can sit with a whole bunch of people that will hold you in that container, you can work through anything. And you can work through sexuality. Healing from a sexual level needs to happen almost outside of relationship. For sacred sexuality, if you glue relationship and all this other crap on it, it creates all the old paradigms and the old containers where if you're just searching for like-minded people that are willing to explore and you want consent and being with people and intimacy and touch and connection, you can go very quickly down into a very deep space with a person you don't even hardly know. And it doesn't have to be about how they're picturing you and are they going to love you tomorrow or whatever. It's about exploring ourselves and getting back to that container of unconditional love first, where we interact with an other for no purpose other than our own growth, their growth, and being able to walk away comfortably if you're scared or whatever, even though you don't have to. But it's a container where it's not all in from I have to have this person in my life or I have to please them or I have to comfort them or do anything. It's about ourselves. But if you're in a held container with other people, you can go through all your pain and your trauma and your suffering and expose that without feeling that potentially you might be judged for it. And building that really sacred space has been really hard with people because they don't see it that way. There's so many shames and guilts around interacting in that way. Like I've been through workshops where you strip yourself naked in front of other people and you talk about what shames you have in your body and other things. That is intense vulnerability that we cannot have in any other way. And to go to those edges and exploring ourselves in a container where other people are willing to go to the same level is so massively healing, but it's very triggering and it's very bringing up the traumas and all these kind of things. It's a melting pot. It's a crucible of change. And that might scare some people, but I'm trying to find safe ways to have people participate in those things so that they can explore themselves and have experiences without having to be attached to someone to do that. And some people feel that's really bad or you're exposing your energy. I fully disagree. It's a safe space of exploration just with others. But anyways, sorry, my opinion.
No, I fully resonate with that because I realize now that a massage I had many months ago, I think beginning of summer or so, from a lady, it was an energetic full body massage, but I realized how comfortable I was being naked in front of a woman that I didn't know. We were like friends, but not on that kind of frequency friendship. So being there standing naked and then halfway the massage, I really had to go to the bathroom. So I just stood up and she was sitting. So I was literally with my thing in front of her face. And I was so calm. I went to the bathroom, came back and I'm like, wow, this feels so good to be simply myself without any self-judgment, without any shame or whatever. And I was like, whoa, never experienced that before.
Mm-hmm.
never in that kind of way. And then a few months later, I gave her a massage. I mean, started with a foot massage. In the end, it was a full body massage, and I was massaging her. And I realized I could massage a woman without getting sexually aroused, because my intention was to help her fully relax. And she has a beautiful body. So I think just at one moment I sensed a little bit, so I also said it out loud. She was like, no, I don't feel anything wrong, so just keep massaging. And then it was gone, and I was after that, whoa, me with my background, massaging a woman, laying naked on my sofa, and not even getting anything started. I was like, whoa, that is a huge evolution from where I'm coming from. And so, yeah, thank you very much for sharing this, because I realized again, but then on a deeper level, what happened those two times. It was about vulnerability and just being. I mean, we're born naked, we're created naked, so...
That's what I wanted to say at this point, the same. Because, well, I have parts, you know, I don't like about my body, but I'm fully comfortable being naked. Whenever I am in, well, kind of a situation where it's possible, I will. And even in front of a lot of people, and I don't mind, because I'm fully aware of who I am and feeling comfortable with that. And I already told you where you should go, right? Where you should give your workshops and talk. With Paul, I have the same. I think I know just the audience to spread the word and to, I know.
Cool.
Because I go to Thai trance parties in the summertime, and let's say I think it's the new generation of hippies, but I don't think it's the right. I think that's not it's what
different.
It is.
It's different.
No, it's a gathering, and that's what they called all. It's a gathering with like-minded people, open about their sexuality, open about their alternative way of living, open about their way of thinking of universal things, about their spirituality. And yeah, of course, there is also people who are using drugs, of course, and there's music and you can dance, but there are a lot of workshops that you can participate. And what I like about those gatherings is that I can sit there and have a talk like I'm having with you all right now. And it's so beautiful, because the energy you feel there, that goes beyond. It's amazing, seriously.
What comes to me is that the energy, what you feel there, is what you can feel within yourself when you truly connect with yourself, when you unify within yourself. That is what you actually see around you there. So it's just an inspiration to go back and to be that with yourself.
Yeah, but be with like-minded people.
Yeah. But they're helping in the process of
finding yourself. It's that's also a global gathering.
That's where, like Heather said, you can take your armor off, and everybody's walking around without their armor, and they're realizing that a different world can exist, because it's hidden underneath. It's not okay until we get in that place where it is okay with 10 other people, and then it's 100 other people, and then it's the world. But it starts with us being free and vulnerable and accountable, and the magic starts to happen, because everybody's begging for it. They just don't know until they start to hear other people say the same thing, and somebody has to start.
I can relate to that. Yes, absolutely.
There are different ways of starting this. I mean, if I look, for example, at the Monday evening call, which should start Yeah, around the same time we started the meditation. So then you know for your location what hour it is. And I'm in there with Heather, with somebody else, and we have sometimes people jumping on. We are simply there being ourselves. And we've been doing this since January, every Monday since January. And it has helped us all three, and also those people who join sometimes, we could see how it affected them. But I talked mainly about the three of us, and Heather can compliment me there when I miss something. But the fact that we can talk about whatever is happening, it started as a thing for entrepreneurs, but then it changed to also personal development. And these two always go together, because if you're a mess in your private life, then your company is also a mess. And then it turned into global awareness and our view on the world, what's happening in the world. But all these things combined in the moment. But anything that is just happening, we can share in that moment. And it literally helped me get through the difficult times this year. Even if I was not in the mood, I would still join the call. Something in me said, join the fucking call. And I would join. And then 5 minutes in, I would feel relaxed again. Or I could vent if I had to vent. Or somebody would say something and like, oh, wait, yeah, okay. And then, yeah. Poof. Whatever was bugging me just evaporated. And a lot of inspiration happened there. And sometimes we talk about sexuality. We talk about anything that is at play in that moment. And that can be a small group where you start. It's safe. It's small. But it's a start. And this is something we could do during lockdown. Well, these events that Astrid has been talking about, you cannot do now. But at least we have this that we can do. But there are so many more things that we can do online. So I'm sharing this because I just want to encourage you, like, find whatever works for you to do. But whatever craziness is happening in the world is not going to stop us from meeting people in whatever way we want and share what we need to share.
You say that it is not in events as what I go through, but there are online events to unite. So.
Yeah, and
I will. Sorry, I missed out on a little because I needed to go to the bathroom.
Okay. So now you're relaxed again. Good. We don't want you to stress.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to bow out all. I promised somebody I'd phone them 15 minutes ago, and I didn't think we'd go this long. So, but
yeah, me neither.
I'll stay online. If you guys continue and I'm done, I'll get back in. But otherwise, I want to talk to you all again. And I want to hear about Bert as well. He didn't get his chance to talk.
Yeah, Bert, all eyes are on you now. No pressure.
I don't have much to tell. I'm sorry. Well, there's not something coming up or bubbling to come out. So,
well. No, but how did you feel during the meditation?
Oh, it was okay. It was okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you actually meditate by yourself?
Well, I've done it a while, but lately not. No, it's a while ago. Yeah, but I've done it. Yeah, it was good.
So if it was good, why did you stop? I'm curious.
Well, because at some point I knew what I wanted to know. So that's
okay.
Yeah, and I was not, well, getting more out of it. So. Well, and some things are, you know, you do it temporarily and then you go and do other things. It's just like that. Yeah.
Whatever helps you on your path, right, Bert?
It helps definitely, yes.
No, but whatever, and you do other things also that helps you on your path.
Well, right? I think it's the insight which gives a little direction, mm-hmm. in what you're interested in at the moment, that's probably what you need to do right now. But you have to feel the inside, what it's telling you. Mm-hmm. It's just your intuition maybe what's at play and that's guiding you. So maybe there comes a point I'm interested again in meditating regularly. Maybe there's some question or something I want to resolve within myself. And well, it may come back at that time. But at the moment, it's less relevant for me, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have a different kind of meditation. Your little garden where you do things. I mean, that's, from what I understand, that's very meditative.
Well, that's a kind of release of energy, and well, you can put it as meditation as well, because it brings you in a certain mindset. Yes, but I have got that kind of mindset is even stronger when I, for instance, play piano. Then while
when
playing,
you
play piano, while playing, you come in another, how you say that?
Dimension,
yes. Yes, you're nice. Open for, then I get ideas, which I don't get during the daily life.
Ah, well, that is your meditation then. So you found, I didn't know you played piano. So the artist in you woke up again. Nice.
Sorry?
The artist in you woke up.
Well, yeah, artist, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's an artistic expression. Singing, dancing, drawing, playing an instrument. It's all art.
Yes.
It's all art, indeed.
It's creative.
Yeah. Well, but it's expression. It's indeed, yes, that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw the change in you, so probably that is one of the reasons that I saw the lighter Bert, because I hadn't seen you in a while, and I'm like, wow, Bert changed. He's much more relaxed. And
okay.
Finding a way to express, to let that energy flow within you, actually results in that. So I'm quite sure now that it's the piano playing that, and for what you're describing, that's the one that actually is feeding you now. So keep doing that. It's working. I mean, as an external person, I can see that and I'm like, wow, you did this. So it's definitely working for you.
Well, I'm not sure, because I'm playing piano for years now. So I don't know if it's a recent evolution.
I see improvement, so.
Okay.
And I always saw the light in you, Bert.
Oh, that's so wonderful you say that.
Oh, it was always there. No, I mean, that's true. I mean, that's why we connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the connection was also, we were just amazed by Belgium.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a very strong bond.
I sent to the two of you this thing I saw on Facebook today from a Belgian guy who said in French, il n'y a rien de logique en Belgique, it rhymes, which in English basically means there is nothing logical in Belgium. So and that is always the jokes we have been making, because when we met, we were working in this company, which was Netherlands and Belgium.
And I was the Netherlands, you were Belgium.
We were Belgium.
I do not speak a word of French.
Part, so we always had like, these Belgian people. So yeah. So I was so happy to see that today from a Belgian person who said, there is no logic in Belgium. And then in French, it rhymes. So it was like a perfect sentence.
Lofi, let's do this again sometime.
Okay.
Maybe. I
actually want to do every 2 weeks something, like a discussion thing, and I'm still trying to figure out how to do it, but it will be with Zoom to do it like this, but the setup, I don't know yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay. Nice.
It's cooking already, so, but it's not ready yet.
No, it's good because this is good energy.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah, I want to have it open for people to join, but I want people to register. So it's not like anybody can just jump on. So it's with a little bit of commitment. Like, yeah, I put my email address and I join. Mm-hmm. And then I can see like, yeah, okay, I know this person, he can join. If I don't know a person, then I will just have a quick one-on-one with the person, see if the person fits in the group. And I did that also when I organized Friends in Business a few years back, where people could invite. So if you invite somebody, I trust, because I trust you, so you can bring somebody, then I will trust that somebody is okay. And I did that same with that group then, and it was a completely stranger, and I was like, okay, then I need to vet the person, or Alina, my friend, who was with me organizing. And so I think I will set up something similar like that, and then people can, they will know when it is, and then they can join or not. And I feel it will be every other week.
Okay, and the Monday event, because I know you invite me for that, and I just didn't, you know, go through. But
if you want to join, I can send you a link for that. It's a fixed link, and it's always the same hour. Unless there is like something that comes in between, like last week we moved it to Tuesday. A little bit last minute, but then everyone was very fine with that. It was perfect, actually. So, but normally it is Monday evening, and it's 10 o'clock Netherlands, 11 o'clock Romania, 9 o'clock UK, and I don't know what hour. I think 1 o'clock LA time. So Calgary, that is 2 o'clock. Wow, I start to remember all those time zones. They're in my head now. I'm a walking time zone machine. Yeah, for those, I also have the link on my website under events. You can see, you can also read a little bit more about it if it was not clear. If you have questions, you can always ask me. Also, saying this out loud, because I'm going to publish this in the Facebook group, not public on my profile, but in the Facebook group. So it's a smaller community. Okay. Well, this was quite intimate what we shared here, and I also want people to feel free and safe to actually add their comments. And so I guess it will be not next week, but the week after.
Okay.
Because Jen Lee, who's also in the group on the Monday, she's doing every Tuesday, and next Tuesday will be her event. So I feel like then I'll do the Wednesday after. So there's always like a jump, something like that. Skip. And so if you feel that if you see the subject of the event and you feel like, oh, but my friend should be there, then just have your friend join. I will create a fixed link maybe for it. But then I will have something on my website. So this will come very soon, and then people can just register and then get informed when it's happening. So yeah. Thank you for asking, because it's encouraging me, like, okay, I really should go through with it. I mean, the idea came from somebody else already. And I was like, yeah, wow, yeah, maybe I should do that. And it will be also on donation-based, so that people can donate if they feel like donating, because I'm done doing all those things for free where I help people and I facilitate a lot, and then... nothing. I mean, today is different, because today it was made specially for millions of people meditating today, millions of people having discussions today. So this is different. This is for the greater good. But those other things will be like, really, you join because you want to to work on yourself. You want to grow, to evolve, to learn something new, to open your mind on something. So that is what they will be about. We set a subject and then we dive in.
Okay.
One question for Bert. We all talked about sexuality. Did that bring up something for you? Like, because this was unexpected. I mean, I felt at the beginning, before the meditation, like, okay, this is the direction where the meditation will go. But do you feel like sharing something on that? Do you have something to share on that?
Did it resonate? Well, I felt a bit tired.
When you were talking about tired of all that sex. Okay.
I don't know why. I was really tired.
Well, that's also a sensation, right?
Yeah, it's also a sensation.
Hey, darling, want to have sex? Oh, I'm so tired. Brilliant, Bert. Brilliant. Is this the Belgium influence? Have you spent too much time in Belgium?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think there are Belgian people in the group who will be seeing this, otherwise I will get some punches. Anybody a last word, a last thing to share or to ask before we close?
Well, let's just continue meditating for a peaceful world without all the polarization and bad things, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all send out the light into the world. I think
that's better said. Yeah.
No, it's not better said.
Different.
It's different, but what you said was perfect, Bert.
Thank you. Thank you. But you make a nice attribution.
Heather?
Just may we all see the beauty all around us. No matter how dark it is out there, you can see the light.
Paul is still in his call, so he will just watch the replay to see this last part, and then he can write in the comments whatever he feels to share. He'll probably do that, knowing him. What do I have to share at the end? You guys joining today, and also the people joining this morning, encourage me a lot and inspire me to keep doing the work I'm doing, especially when there are these days when I'm like, why am I even bothering doing anything? When I see what's happening and how things are degrading in the world. And I know things first need to go bad before they can really improve, because the old has to crumble, and for it to crumble, it really needs to rot into the bone so it can really collapse or burn to the ground, and then the phoenix can rise from the ashes, like Leonard says. But you guys are really encouraging me to keep going, both in the Monday evening meeting, but also in these meetings or in the one-on-ones and having with the different people among you. And so I want to thank you for joining in today, for being so open and sharing and being so vulnerable. That is really inspiring. And I'm sure there will be comments from people who watch this and will also be like, I also want to share something, or I also feel now, or I allow myself to feel something, or to go there, to go to that feeling and not run away from it, because that's the first step before starting to say things out loud. We first need to accept that we have these feelings that we feel, whether they're joyful feelings, but that we're not sure we can express, or the painful ones that we need to address and heal so we can feel the joy. And then let go of the shame too. So I just want you to know that you're contributing a lot today with your sharing. So I speak for everyone who will be watching this video when I say thank you from all our hearts. Because that's how we make a difference. by just radiating. And that's what we did, all of us today. We just radiated our truth by just saying what we felt, no matter what it was. And so this is how I want to close today. And I want to encourage everyone to keep walking, keep taking those steps, even if they're tiny. And take a pause if it's needed. And knowing that there are always people with us who we can ask for support, ask for help, or just look at, and they're like, oh, okay, I'm not the only one. The person also struggling, and also keep walking forward, so keep going. This is why we're doing this. And you never walk alone.